following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A little under the weather today, but that does not mean the world stops because it is championship weekend. Packers and Seahawks for the right to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC, and Patriots and Colts in the AFC, man. I don't think it gets any better than that. So if you are not pumped up like I am, you better get something going, baby, because it's Super Bowls we're talking about. Unbelievable. Is it the Packers? Is it the Seahawks? Is it the Patriots? Is it the Colts? Jeff, we got a lot of things to discuss today, man. Unbelievable weekend in sports.
Hey, you know, what a great Final Four that we have. You know, there are no bad Super Bowl potential matchups, and that's what makes it great to be an NFL fan. We're approaching the biggest event in sports that takes place every January, but now every February, and I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for the next 2 hours to break it all down with you, man.
Absolutely. Lots to talk about. We want to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich. Or at Dorf on Sports. So much to talk about and a lot of time to do it. Keep it close. Playoffs are definitely on our mind. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Robitussin Cofequence number 29, the not so silent night.
Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m.
Control your cough with Robitussin DM Max Nighttime. It has a unique dual-action liquid that instantly soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful relief of the coughs that can keep you up at night. Which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin, don't suffer the cough-equences. Use as directed.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE. 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. Want you to get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or at By Jeff Rich. A lot of things to talk about. We could even go back and reminisce a little bit and talk about that unbelievable performance from the Ohio State Buckeyes and Urban Meyer a week ago or so. Because I got to say, that was one of the more impressive things that I have ever seen. A third-string quarterback in his third game in the national title game. And I'll tell you what, man, he looked like the best quarterback on the field. Totally outcoached, totally outplayed. To me, the Ohio State Buckeyes were the epitome of what a national champion should be for college football. Struggles, adversity, and the will to win, no matter what, no matter who's out there. So I was very impressed with what Urban Meyer and that Ohio State Buckeye team was able to accomplish this season. Jeff, I don't know your thoughts on that, but we obviously haven't been on the radio since that took place, and I think it was just unbelievable how Ohio State went out there and played one hell of a football game and dominated Oregon. I mean, shut them down, did not let them get out and run and do the things that Oregon does. And I know they had some problems with guys that weren't on the field for them, but that does not take away the game plan that Ohio State had and the way that they executed what they wanted to do. Very impressive by Urban Meyer and the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jeff.
Yeah, it looked like they did everything that they wanted to do. They had a few problems early. You know, it looked like it was the same old Oregon team, the way that they marched down the field after taking the opening kickoff. But there's a real good reason why Oregon doesn't defer to you. It's because they like having the football in their possession. Mark Helfrich likes putting the ball in the hands of number eight. Number eight didn't look completely awful. He had some key drops, which got the offense off the field on third down, which was fortunate for Ohio State. But you know, one of the other things you didn't mention, and it wasn't that long ago, and I only thought of it because I caught Coach Urban Meyer on the Late Show with David Letterman on Friday, was that they had a tragedy too. They lost one of their own, and you know, Michael Bennett wore the number 53 jersey of Costa Kufa George, you know, throughout the postseason, and he wore it well, and he represented, you know, and I don't know how many people had heard of Ezekiel Elliott before these last three games for the Ohio State, but you know, it's the highest honor when you're talking about a football player that still has 2 years of eligibility, you know, having to return, not being able to enter the NFL draft, and you know, they're already talking that this kid should sit down because he had, you know, 600 yards over the course of three games to end the season. So it's the highest praise. It's a ridiculous conversation, but great praise, great job by the Ohio State defense to take advantage of those opportunities. Oregon drops passes on third downs. You don't give them any leeway. I mean, this is a game that, you know, Ohio State ends up winning by 22 points, that was also 21-20 at one point, and they pulled away. That's not what we're used to seeing from the Oregon Ducks. We're used to seeing them, you know, if they tread water for a little bit, to get up on that horse and pull away in the way that Ohio State did. We saw that they beat Florida State, a team that hadn't lost in 3 years, by almost 40 points. So the highest praise is due for Urban Meyer. I think that this playoff proves that, you know, you can play your way. There is no doubt. And, you know, I don't know where you're at in your mind, but I think that the way that they had to play themselves through Wisconsin, through Alabama, and into Oregon for the national championship, I think that that format really eliminates all doubt. And it's kind of funny because the Alabama game was so well celebrated. It was almost like the 1980 Olympics, where everybody celebrated the U.S. semifinal win over the Soviet Union. And then, you know, beating Finland was just something that had to happen. And in some way, you know, no disrespect to Oregon, but the way that they had to slay the dragon with Nick Saban in Alabama, it was almost like they, you know, that was their Soviet game. And then finishing off Oregon was just the inevitability to claim gold, so to speak.
Yeah, I can't agree with you anymore. I mean, it was just a very, very impressive run from Ohio State. And what also impressed me, Jeff, I'll be honest with you, was Cardale Jones' decision. To be honest with you, man, I really thought he was going to go 3-and-out. I really did. I figured, what else does this kid have to prove? But he showed me something about his character. He showed me something about what a student athlete really is. And it's education first. And don't get me wrong, because I don't want to sound misleading. Cardale Jones knows as well, and probably you and everybody else, that if he has a great season next year, if he is the starting quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes, that helps to improve his draft status as well. So let's not all think that it's all great, but I like the message. The message to me was school first. I'll get my pro athletic ability. If it's there, it is what it is, and I'll get drafted. So I think I like the way that this guy prioritized things. Showed me that he's a student athlete, a student first and an athlete second, to a certain degree. Again, I don't want to give him all kinds of praise when I know that if he goes back and he has a very successful season, it helps to improve his draft status as well. So don't get me wrong. I think it's twofold. But to me, the message is clear. Cardale Jones wanted to go back to school and be a kid and enjoy himself and not be a professional athlete at this point. And to be honest with you, there aren't many kids like that these days, Jeff. And that's what I found to be very, very nice, very sincere, and very real from the kid, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, and if you came from where I came from, Cleveland, Ohio, and you understood that this Cleveland public school, Glenville High School, and the strides that they've made since Ted Ginn Sr. Took over that program, and he's put guys like Troy Smith, who won a Heisman Trophy, Ted Ginn Jr., who's still playing in the NFL 10 years later, you know, Cardale, and a number of other athletes over the last couple of years, Dante Whitner, who plays for the Cleveland Browns now, and the struggles that that these young men go through in that community, in that east side of the Cleveland community, to rise up and become big-time college football players. My father actually says it best, that Ted Ginn Sr. doesn't develop football players. He raises men. And that's exactly what we saw in the maturity of this decision. Now, there was some instant gratification to be had for Cardale Jones. He probably would have been a third or fourth-round draft pick. He might have gone undrafted. You know, the combine, the workout process, they expose a lot of flaws that you might not see on the game tape, just because the NFL, you know, asks their quarterbacks to do a lot more than what Urban Meyer might demand of Cardale Jones at the collegiate level. But I thought that, you know, choosing long-term success, and let's not kid ourselves, spending another 13, 14, possibly 15 games with Urban Meyer at Ohio State is definitely, you know, a development process that you might not see if he ends up being a third string or practice squad quarterback. So there's a lot of football benefit to it. And this is a guy that that had a pretty embarrassing tweet that the people at Ohio State don't like to talk about so much anymore.
Yeah.
You know, when he transferred in, he said, you know, why do we have to go to class? We didn't come to play no school. We're football players. And I think that and it was such a long time ago. You know, he had to go to a prep school to get himself ready to go to Ohio State. And he's just displayed that maturity as a Clevelander. I'm darn proud of it. And as a man that once played football, I'm just so happy for his story, for the entire story at Ohio State, for everything that's happened to them. But Cardale Jones, he's not guaranteed anything. He's not guaranteed to start over JT Barrett and Braxton Miller in the 2015 season, but he's going to go back and he's going to work. And I think that you summed it up pretty well. He put the student back into student athlete.
Yeah, I mean, he showed me a lot of character, and I agree with you. You know, kids make mistakes. You know, the bottom line is he learned from his mistake, and he's staying in school. And I found that to be very refreshing. He did fool us all, though, going back to his old high school and whatnot, and with the started from the bottom, now we're here song coming on. I figured this kid was definitely making the next step, and I was glad to be wrong on this one, Jeff. I really was. But good stuff. The Ohio State Buckeyes, your national champion, and a lot of football to be talking about, tons of football. But on the other side, we are going to switch gears. We're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, talk some baseball, talk a little hockey, and then get back into the NFL and talk about those big games that are happening later today. So keep it close. Tons of things to talk about. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he always does. You can too. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or by Jeff Rich. Like I said, tons of things to talk about. We know that there's some big games today. We're going to dive into that very, very soon. But before we do that, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing real well, thanks. How about the two of you?
No complaints. I mean, it's been beautiful here the last, I'd say the last week, maybe week and a half, 70-degree weather most of the time during the day, maybe even the 80s a little bit. It's been pleasantly warm, to be honest with you, enjoying it quite a bit. But no real complaints for me. Jeff, you got anything to complain about, man?
No. Everything's looking up. The weather's a lot nicer. Spring training a month away, and I know John's got to be excited about the baseball games being on the horizon.
Yeah, really excited about it. And in addition to coming down to Phoenix for a couple of weeks, I'm coming down for a month this year, so mid-March to mid-April. So I'm going to get a chance to take in some spring training this year, and hopefully the three of us can get together and head out to a game or two and put our feet up and enjoy some sunshine and some baseball.
Absolutely. You know, last year you and I did have the opportunity to have some lunch, hang out, and finally get to meet each other, which was great. We're going to have to do a trifecta for sure, because I don't think I've ever met Jeff, and we've been talking now for almost a year or so here on the program, and it'd be probably a good idea to put the name with the face and all that stuff. So, John, you know what you do? You kind of bring people together, and that's a good thing, man.
Well, let's hope that continues.
I agree. Well, let's get into some baseball. It's one of those things where they're not playing, but there's a lot of things going on in baseball, John, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And obviously it's mostly off the field right now. And, we've got this ongoing issue with certain free agents that haven't signed. And it's still puzzling me why Shields and Schertz are out there. And, is it a question of their contract expectations are a little bit more than what teams are prepared to pay? And you look back at usually when free agents of that caliber become available, they're usually snapped up pretty quickly, usually in the first 7 to 10 days of free agency. And here we are, as Jeff points out, just about a month away from spring training, and the top two free agents from last year still haven't found a home. And you have to wonder if it's all money related or if it's just a question of now the teams are sitting back wanting to sign these guys but hoping that by waiting they'll get them at a bargain basement price. The Shields situation is kind of funny because his agents are sort of claiming that he's received a pretty good offer. I think it was $110 million for 5 years. From a, quote, unnamed team. And you have to kind of wonder if maybe it's a team that Shields doesn't want to sign with, and he's sitting back hoping to go to a team that he wants to play for and perhaps willing to take less money. The Scherzer situation is even more puzzling. He turned down that huge contract with Detroit, took a gamble. Looks like he won the gamble in terms of getting through the season with some good numbers, but I have to sit back now and wonder if these two guys have perhaps overplayed their hands a little bit. I don't know what you guys think about that, but I don't know if I'd always be happy to make that kind of money, but I think I would like to know where I was going to be working for the next 5 years, a month before it's time to go down and start throwing a baseball.
Well, look, I think, let's be honest, I don't think these guys are going to change that much in their thought process. However, you bring up and touch on some interesting points. Greed, I mean, are these guys a little too greedy at this point in their career? Well, I guess we may have lost John. I'm not sure if that's the case. But, Jeff, I don't know. Does greed have anything to play in this, do you think, or no?
Well, you got to think about this as on a relative scale. I know that a lot of, quote-unquote civilians – look at it and say, you know, you're set. You could make $55 million and be set. Why do you need $110 million? But you know, the reality of the situation is, if somebody's willing to give you money, you should get as much as you can from them. So I don't like the term greed when it comes to sports. I know that the salaries are ridiculous, and I know that it's tough for the common man to look at these situations and empathize with these guys in any way. But you have to maximize your value, especially if you're a guy like Max Scherzer, who, or even James Shields, who's, you know, has kind of regressed in the last year. And you know, you go out every time you go out there, you risk not being able to throw the baseball again because of all the elbow, all the shoulder surgeries, how unnatural the pitching motion is. So maybe for a position player, you figure you can play yourself back into the market that you want to be in. But you know, with guys like Scherzer and Shields, I think that John said it well, that they might have priced themselves out of the market, and they might have to take a short deal, in order to ensure themselves the greater good. It's a lot like the Cardale Jones situation we discussed in the last segment. Is it instant gratification, or is it the long-term good? Now, that's not to say that neither one of those guys has earned the right to be a top player salary-wise in the league, but if you're a GM or an owner or team president, you got to think, how much am I paying these guys for what they've done, or am I paying them for what they will do? And I think if you look at a guy like Scherzer, you might think that his best days are behind him already.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that was kind of my point, is that maybe just based on where they are in their careers, they're a little greedy with what they're asking for. I know we got John Poulter back, and I agree with you as well, Jeff. I mean, look, they should go out and get as much money as they can. Take whatever the market will bear. Go out there. It's their right. I agree with you 100%. It's just, the problem is that I don't want to hear people talking about how they're not making money when they're throwing contracts like that around, John.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to look at it. It's a business, as we've all agreed. And I think in terms of guys like Scherzer and Shields, it's a combination of a couple of things. In terms of how much money they get, it's a combination of what they have done and what they might do in terms of being the last piece to a puzzle for their new team.
Yeah.
From an individual standpoint, I think it's greed to some extent. I mean, let's face it, all athletes and all individuals like to make as much money as they possibly can. But on the other hand, I think a lot of it is ego, and I suspect a guy like Scherzer sits back and says, well, if John Lester made X dollars, I'm either 10% better or 10% worse than him, so if that was his benchmark, here's what I want. And it's a question of who's going to blink first. You know that these guys are going to pitch. You know that they're going to want to pitch somewhere, because the longer they sit on the sidelines, the lower their actual value gets. So I think it's almost a situation on a much bigger scale than Irvin Santana was last year when he signed that one-year contract with the Braves, and that worked out quite well for him in terms of what he got from the Twins over the wintertime.
Absolutely. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week, talking a little Major League Baseball. John, anything else that we should kind of have our eyes open for, other than the Scherzer and so on?
Well, I don't know how much you guys have been following this. I'm going to say it's kind of an ugly situation, an ugly story about Dan Duquette and the Baltimore Orioles. I've kind of been looking at it firsthand because the Blue Jays are involved in the rumors. But Paul Beeston, apparently, although he hasn't been told, appears to be on the way out as the CEO of the Blue Jays. And the Jays are looking at Duquette, the general manager of the Baltimore Orioles, as a potential successor. And while Peter Angelos is saying that there's been no discussion and there's been no compensation discussed, some respected individuals in our industry, specifically Ken Rosenthal, are reporting that some discussions have taken place. And you have to kind of wonder now two things. If in fact Duquette is looking to leave Baltimore, or Baltimore are looking to replace him, does this perhaps answer the question that we've raised several times as to why the Orioles were so inactive while the teams around them were very active over the wintertime in terms of making trades, signing free agents, and so on and so forth? But what worries me the most is, at what point do we get to a credibility issue here, that, you know, if this in fact is going to happen, when does the commissioner step in and say that, you know, Duquette shouldn't be on the payroll of one team in that division when he's going to run another team in that division. And how can either team sort of operate? And, you know, here again, we're a month away from spring training when decisions have to be made. I have to wonder how long it's going to be before Manfred or perhaps Selig in one of his last tasks while he sits at the throne. I have to wonder if, in fact, he's going to come in and say, hey, guys, you know, if you want to dance, go to the dance, but don't just sit there staring at each other. I have to wonder when that might happen. I'd like to see it happen one way or the other for sure.
And sounds good.
You know, if it doesn't, where do we go from there? Beeston's obviously in a bit of an awkward spot.
Sounds good, John. If you can't hear it, the music's going. It means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. I did have one more question for you, but think about it, and then let me know what you think next week. Randy Johnson going into the Hall as a D-back and not a Mariner. I'm kind of scratching my head because his best days were with the Mariners. But keep your eye on that. Let me know what you think next week. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. That was John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week at Storefront Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use TechErase, did you? Lucky for me, had you used TechErase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
All right. Welcome back. It is Dorfman Sports, hanging out with Jeff Rich, who does not agree with me about the Randy Johnson deal. I don't know, man. I just think of it like this. He became a star in Seattle. I know he won a championship with the Arizona Diamondbacks, but ultimately, to me, I'm just trying to say, Jeff, that he became the star in Seattle. He finished his career, got the, obviously won the World Series and whatnot with the D-backs, but to me, I don't know, maybe I'm just loyal, maybe I'm just stupid, but I think that he became a star with the Seattle Mariners, yes or no?
I think he became a star with the Seattle Mariners, but I look, you know, the perfect game in 2004, and, you know, Curt Schilling deserves a lot of credit, but Randy really carried them through those playoffs and through that World Series against the Yankees, pitching, I believe, three games in that series. I'm not sure what his Cy Young breakdown is. But, you know, the Arizona Diamondbacks had a world champion team, had a world championship team. And I think that, you know, if you got a guy from one of those teams that doesn't have an overwhelming performance, you know, and it's not to take anything away from what he did in Seattle. He was a great competitor wherever he was. I mean, I think you could argue that he pitched well for Houston and San Francisco and New York, maybe not so much. But, you know, he was obviously very young in Montreal, but. I think that when it comes down to it, yeah, you consider that he represents Phoenix's only championship, and you and I live here, so we have an idea of what that's about. I think it's a great thing for the Diamondbacks organization, especially considering the corner that they've turned since he went to the Giants and held something of a vendetta against the team. That, you know, he's turned the corner. I know that he doesn't have complete autonomy over the decision of. What goes on a plaque, and I think we can thank Wade Boggs and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays for that, for that conundrum. But I just think that his greatest accomplishments happened in Phoenix with the Diamondbacks, and I think it should be recognized that way. And I'm glad that he'll live in infamy in Cooperstown that way.
Hey, look. Bottom line is he's in the Hall. I just found it a little shocking when I first saw that, but a lot of what you said makes sense. And also, I think that. In a weird way, he and Curt Schilling, they were the blueprint for how you can win with two aces. And we've seen other teams make the attempt to do this type of thing, and it has and it hasn't worked out. It worked out magically for the Diamondbacks. They got that World Series like we're talking about. And again, more props to Randy Johnson. He is a Hall of Famer, and the people here in Phoenix should be proud that – he's representing them. Just a little puzzling to me. That's all. Again, more power to him.
Let me ask you something really quick on this subject. Because it comes up in the NFL. A lot of people ask Peter King, you take a guy like Gary Zimmerman, who played a lot of his career with the Vikings and goes to Denver and wins the championships. And, a lot of other players that switch teams and, have a really split career between two teams. And in the NFL, you don't go as a player for a certain team. You just go. And Greg Maddux refused to choose between the Braves and the Cubs, and he's just going without a cap. Should Major League Baseball or the the curators or whoever makes the decision in Cooperstown maybe consider getting rid of, especially with the way that guys are switching teams in Major League Baseball, maybe consider getting rid of the ball cap. I know that as a Brewer fan, you got to appreciate seeing guys like Molitor and Yount wearing that, wearing the old MB cap on their plaque in the Hall for, forever and ever for generations to see. But maybe it's time that Cooperstown considers just, taking the Greg Maddux model and not letting anybody go in as an individual player for a team.
I don't know, man. That's interesting. I think it's one of those things where you should take pride in places or a place that you made your mark. And, that to me is what, or why Randy Johnson chose to go in as a D-back. And he probably, as far as I know, he still lives out here in the off season and whatnot and has a lot of things still in Arizona. So I don't know, man. That's a tough one to me. I think there's a certain amount of loyalty that you should have when in your career at the place that you made your mark. Again, whatever that mark is. For Randy Johnson, it was probably the perfect game and the World Series like you're talking about. But again, that's a tough one for me, man. I don't really have an answer. I'd have to think about that for a while.
Yeah, maybe we can pick this up next week after you can sit on it for a week, because it does take some contemplation. And I almost went, you know, and I've wondered it the other way too, almost if the NFL should, because they're actually, you know, it's a plaque versus a sculpture or a bust.
Yeah.
That you know, maybe the NFL should have, you know, should designate teams. Maybe we should take this conversation in the other direction. It's always interesting. In the NFL, you don't have as much, you know, as much change. I don't think that there's any question that Peyton Manning, if he had to choose a team, he would go in as an Indianapolis Colt, because
sure.
he is the Indianapolis. You know, Johnny Unitas was the Baltimore Colt. You know, Peyton Manning is the Indianapolis Colt. Maybe, you know, Andrew Luck will, you know, take that V designation away as time goes on.
No, I think it's a great question. I really do. I think it's a great question, but I would just have to think about it more than 5 seconds to really give you a definitive answer. But very good question. Really good question. Anybody want to jump on board and talk to us about it? 1-800-878-7529, or hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at @DorfOnSports. Hey, since we're kind of just going around things here a little bit, I want to get your thoughts on some of the moves that have happened here in the NFL. Rex Ryan going to be the Bills coach. Again, I don't understand it. I don't know how that dude gets a job when you're 46 and 50. You're a loser. You have that loser mentality. Again, great defensive mind, not a good head coach. John Fox out in Denver. He now is Papa Bear in Chicago. Is that the right fit? I don't know. I mean, some interesting moves here so far, Jeff. What do you think?
Well, and Todd Bowles going to the Jets is,
yes. That's a good one. Okay. Bottom line is he is a guy that I have a lot of respect for, to be honest with you, Jeff. And in a way, it's sad that the Cardinals are going to lose a guy like this, but at the same time, you want him to have all the opportunities that he could possibly have, and more power to him.
Yeah, and you know what? Bruce Arians said that, you know, he'd love to keep all his guys for, you know, forever and ever, but he understands that, that this is a business. He's got to be proud for Todd Bowles for what he's done with Arizona, and that he's able to turn it into a head coaching gig. And you know, he said he wants to build a coaching tree, so he's not going to go out and hire a new defensive coordinator. There's talk that he might bring Dick LeBeau in the same capacity that he's got Tom Moore right now, as more of a consultant than a coordinator or, you know, an assistant head coach of any sort. So I think it's a great thing. As far as Rex going to Buffalo, I think that's an interesting hire for them. You know, we're going to see what Rex is made of as a head coach, because he's got a ready-made defense, so he doesn't have to worry about any of that. And, he can just work on building the offense and prove to people like you, and people like myself to a certain extent, that he's not a defensive coach, that he's a football coach, because that's what Bill Belichick is. You know, that's what some of the better football minds is. And I think that Bruce Arians, to an extent, is just a football coach, even though he's known for his offensive acumen with his years with Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis. But, you know, to be a head coach, you have to be a football coach. You can't be an offensive coach, a defensive coach. And that's why a lot of these head coaches coach special teams, because, you know, it's a compromise between the best of both worlds on offense and defense. And you have to be able to see the field. You have to be able to make, you know, executive decisions. We talked about it last week, how Barry Alvarez, you know, was just making executive decisions, in his interim, one game stint as the coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. And I think that's important. And I think that we get away from that, seeing guys like John Fox, who was a defensive coordinator with the Giants before going to Carolina and eventually to Denver, and now with Chicago. That's going to be an interesting mix. You brought up the pop, you use the verbiage Papa Bear, and he's working with a very young GM that nobody's ever heard of. So, outside of New Orleans and now Chicago, but I think that, you know, you're trying, you know, the Bears should almost do what the Cubs did. Do you agree or disagree with that? As far as just blow it up, work around the young pieces that you have, work around pieces like Kyle Fuller. Don't worry about the Fortes, the Cutlers, the Marshalls. Let them go when their contracts are up. You know, try to get rid of Jay Cutler if you can. I'm sure you probably wouldn't like to see that as a Packer fan. You'd like to see this may continue in Chicago, but I think that it's, you know, it's important to see it, them continue to go forward. And, you know, it might be a McCaskey problem in Chicago, but John Fox can't worry about that because he's got a task at hand.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is, I'll be honest with you, I don't wish that the Bears are awful like they've been. I like seeing competitive games. Yeah, I want the Packers to win the majority of them, if not all of them. But Jay Cutler is a poor excuse of what a NFL quarterback should be. And to be honest with you, Chicago's just better than that in general. And you know what? They've been going down a path, and they tried it, and it just didn't work. I somewhat agree, but I also disagree about some of those pieces that they have. I think they have two very, very good wide receivers. They have a very good running back as well. I think he caught the most catches, 103 or something this season, the most for a running back. But the truth of the matter is if you don't have a quarterback that can deliver the ball to where these guys need it to be, then you're failing miserably. So I think those other pieces are good. Jay Cutler, I just don't know if he ever can be a quarterback that people thought he could be. Yeah, he has potential. Yeah, he's got a big arm, but he has a terrible attitude. And I don't think that's going to change with Jay Cutler at this point in his career. He is who he is. This is his body of work. So I don't know, man. I think they need to go a different direction as far as a quarterback goes. Their defense was a lot worse. There's a lot of things they need to clean up there in Chicago. Let's be honest. And whether they blow it up or they kind of work around some of the things that they have, I don't know the right direction, Jeff. I'll be honest with you. But I do know this. This is not what Chicago Bear football has been for a long, long time. And there's a lot of unhappy people. So they need to make things right. Again, I don't personally think John Fox is the right guy. I don't know who the right guy is. But think about the job that he just got fired from. He had Peyton Manning, who was, if not is, one of the best to ever play this game, and they couldn't get it done. So I don't know what Chicago thinks they have that is going to make John Fox all of a sudden be a guy to be reckoned with. So again, man, a lot of these moves have me scratching my head. Rex Ryan is a perennial loser. He gets jobs left and right. It doesn't make sense to me, man. Am I missing something?
Well, you know, I was going to say, I think that, you know, they're a little too they're a little too happy to see John Fox be shown the door in Denver. I don't know that I agree with you 100% on Rex Ryan. I happen to think that he's a pretty good football coach and that he hasn't really had a GM that's given him much to work with. I know that he went to the three AFC championships, and you could certainly say that he's regressed, but not on the defensive side of the ball. I think if you watch the games, you know, watch him against Belichick. I think that he goes tit for tat with Bill Belichick as far as giving Tom Brady fits, and that's what you should get out of a divisional opponent.
Yeah.
I think that that's going to continue with the Buffalo Bills. And the Buffalo Bills were put in the right direction. I would say that they're a quarterback away from competing with the New England Patriots in that AFC East. And
we'll
I think
see.
You know, you get that familiarity, man.
We'll see. It's we have the ability to agree to disagree, and that's what's beautiful about this. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. One final segment on this hour of Dorf on Sports, so keep it close. We're coming right back after the pause for the cause. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things to talk about in the next hour. Jeff, I don't know what you're doing, man, but I'm going to ask you once again. You want to join Fred and I next hour and really dissect these games today, the Packers and Seahawks and Patriots and Colts? I don't know what you got going the next hour, but you're more than welcome to stay and join us if you'd like.
Yeah, let's do it. You know, I like bouncing things off Fred, too. He's, you know, him and I definitely come from different places and have a different perspective, and I think it's always an interesting conversation.
No, I agree, man. That's why I throw it to you each and every week, or the last few weeks anyway, because I like the mix as well. Couple things, though, that I do want to throw out there that we are going to discuss, and I mean, you can voice your opinion, but we got plenty of time to talk about it for an hour, so I'm just going to kind of set the table. I mean, think about it like this. I'm wondering if we have a rivalry here between the Packers and the Seahawks brewing. Obviously, two very good quarterbacks, the two best quarterbacks in the NFC, Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson going at it. On the other side, it's Andrew Luck and Tom Brady. You know, Andrew Luck slayed the dragon last week and on the road beating Peyton Manning. Obviously, when we talked about what he did for the Colts and Andrew Luck stepping in there, and they did themselves a lot like the Packers. Think about it. Packers go from Favre to Aaron Rodgers. They go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. So a couple questions, you know. Tom Brady got to go out there and be the guy against the up-and-comer Andrew Luck. You know, you got Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. You got some great coaches going at it too, man. There's so many things to talk about in the next hour, so I really can't wait to do it with you and Fred. Again, got to thank John Poulter for this hour, for what he did for us. We appreciate him each and every week, but football, football, football. That's what's on my mind the next hour. And again, Fred Wallen's joining us. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. We want thoughts. We want opinions. Get involved, man. This is the show that's really about you getting involved. So keep it close. We'll be back in a little bit. Take a quick pause for the cause and back with another hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. A multi-state crime run by two teenage sweethearts from Kentucky is over. Authorities say the pair who left a trail of stolen vehicles and pilfered checks across the South have been caught in Florida. Also from Florida, authorities say a mall gunman died at a hospital of an apparent self-inflicted wound after targeting his wife, who survived the shooting. Another person was killed during the shooting. Authorities say the shooting happened about a half hour before the mall was to open to customers yesterday. The mall plans to be open today. Pope Francis is appealing for the future of the Catholic Church, its children. Francis ended his Asian pilgrimage today by urging an estimated 3 million rain-soaked Filipinos to protect their young from sin and vice so they can instead become missionaries of the faith. This is the USA Radio Network.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to Diabetic99.com.
A few dozen Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis letters sold for more than $28,000 at a Florida auction. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports.
Items up for bid at Palm Beach Modern Auctions included Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis' handwritten notes to interior designer Richard Keith Langham and Bill Hamilton, then design director at Carolina Herrera. She corresponded with both about clothes and furnishings she was buying from the mid-1980s until her death in 1994. The auction house says 1,100 people offered bids by phone, online, and in person. A signed book about the former First Lady's restoration of the White House fetched the highest bid at $4,575. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Kurdish officials in Iraq say 200 released Islamic State group captives are mostly elderly men and women in poor condition, along with three children. The minority Yazidis had been held for 5 months in Tal Afar. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
The IRS is already saying they can't help most taxpayers. USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Ward has more on this story.
Officials with the Internal Revenue Service are stating that budget cuts are forcing them to back off on customer service and helping taxpayers. Kathy Pickering of H&R Block told USA Radio News what taxpayers can expect from the IRS.
What we've heard the IRS say is that they expect to only be able to answer 50% of their calls. And for those who are able to get through, the wait times will be 30 minutes or worse.
The IRS has also stated they will be doing fewer audits this year because of a lack of funding. I'm Jason Wirt.
A federal judge has ruled that a large industrial dairy in eastern Washington has polluted drinking water through its application, storage, and management of manure in a case that could set precedents across the nation. U.S. District Judge Thomas O. Rice of Spokane ruled Wednesday that the pollution posed an imminent and substantial endangerment to the environment and to people who drink the water. Rice wrote that he could come to no other conclusion than that the dairy's operations are contributing to the high levels of nitrate that are currently contaminating and will continue to contaminate the underlying groundwater. A trial has been scheduled for March 23rd in Yakima. It appears both sides are milking it for all it's worth. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is USA Radio News.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports on a championship week Sunday. Green Bay Packers at the Seahawks in a little bit over, 3 hours or so. And then you got the Patriots and the Colts for the AFC. And both teams, or all four teams, with the right to go to the Super Bowl. I don't think it gets any better than that. The only thing better than that is the ability to talk to Fred Wallen in Los Angeles and Jeff Rich right here in my own backyard in Phoenix, Arizona on a beautiful Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona. Fred, good morning to you first. How are you, man?
I'm doing fine. Sore throat, but it's getting better. I want to throw something out before the break, and I'd love to discuss it beyond the Super Bowl championship weekend. What the NCAA did, giving back 112 games to Joe Paterno, is out of this world, out of the question, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, and I'd love your guys' opinion when we come back on this show.
All righty, way to start it out, as always. Fred Wallen, controversial, and throws out some good stuff, to be honest with you. Jeff Rich as well. We'll get to you in just a moment, Jeff. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Again, it's Dorf on Sports. We want thoughts. We want opinions. And you're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, people.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wallen Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wallen Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wallen Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wallen Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
If you've ever imagined yourself in Hawaii, YMT Vacations will make your dreams come true. With a perfect climate, breathtaking scenery, and exquisite beaches, you can experience paradise with YMT on a 13-day four-island tour. Feel the warm sand beneath your toes on Oahu. Smell the flowers and see the brilliant colors of Kauai. Discover spectacular waterfalls and lush tropical foliage on Maui, or picture yourself strolling the black sand beaches of the Big Island. YMT Vacations offers weekly departure dates with beautiful hotels on all four islands, baggage handling, tour guide drivers, sightseeing, flights between the islands, and free time to relax. For details and reservations, call YMT at 1-888-817-8360 or go to ymtvacations.com. Don't miss out on this trip of a lifetime at the guaranteed lowest price from only $1,649 plus tax. Low-cost airfare available too. Call today, 1-888-817-8360, or go to ymtvacations.com.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with me, Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich in my backyard practically here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports, and shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, interesting way to start the program out, to be honest with you. Throw that to us once again. And before you do that, Jeff, what's up, man? How you doing? Is he there? I don't know. Maybe.
I can't hear Jeff.
Okay, so if Jeff is there, we'll get him in just a moment. And, Fred, throw that question out real quick one more time.
Well, you know, it's not a question. I'm very angry. I'm angry at the NCAA because what happened at Penn State was perhaps the worst thing that's ever happened in the history of collegiate sports. And they hit Penn State.
I think you make an argument that it's the worst thing that's ever happened in sports, and period, Fred.
Right. So NCAA hit Penn State with some penalties, backed off on them this year. They allowed them to go to a bowl game. But now they've given back the 112 victories to head coach Joe Paterno. Now, listen, if you're a head coach, you have to know what's going on. I interviewed Joe Paterno a few times. I interviewed Jerry Sandusky a few times. He wrote a book in the late 1990s. How would I know what was going on back there at Penn State? But the point of all this is the NCAA now has caved in to some legal shenanigans, and they've allowed Joe Paterno's 112 games since he should have known and did know about the situation to count on his record. So now he's the all-time winningest head coach in football. Now, here's the problem with that. USC in 2004 was paying for Reggie Bush's parents, stepdad and mom's house in San Diego. And they did it with a few other people, too. They got in trouble, and they paid the penalty. If the NCAA allows Penn State to get away with this and Joe Paterno to get away with this, then they have no right, in my mind, ever to penalize anybody for anything, because there's nothing as severe as what happened at Penn State. As you indicated, it may have been the worst thing that ever happened in sports. I said the worst thing that ever happened in collegiate sports. The NCAA at this point has lost, in my mind, any power to do anything to any school. Now, North Carolina is about to get hit for academic problems. Their kids not really going to school or just getting passing grades when they really didn't go. SMU under Larry Brown may be getting hit with some sanctions by the NCAA. And there are other schools, I'm sure, right now that are paying their student athletes under the table or paying the parents for the home, like the Reggie Bush thing. And I'm sure the NCAA is about to hit them with some kind of penalties, too. They have no right to do so. If they allow Joe Paterno to get those 112 victories back, then they have no power. They've lost everything because there can be nothing as bad as what happened at Penn State and what Joe Paterno, as the head coach, had to know about. I'm through the roof, and we found out a couple days ago. And since then, I've been just thinking the NCAA has no reason to be in existence. Mark Emmert should lose his job immediately. This is horrible, horrendous, and I'm going on it, but I don't know if Jeff's listening, and Andy, I'd love your thoughts, but what worse can happen? Haven't they lost their power?
Look, I'll let Jeff take it first. I know he's back with us. I hear a lot of what you're saying, Fred, to be honest with you, but what I'm trying to really figure out through this whole thing myself, before I jump out to Jeff, is I look at it a little different than you. You're taking it all on Joe Paterno. What about those kids that won those games? I mean, that's more to me what it's about than Joe Paterno. Again, he's rolling around in his grave right now, to be honest with you. And I don't know that it makes a difference in general for what Joe Paterno's legacy was, but I think about the kids that lost those games more so than Joe Paterno. Go ahead, Jeff. You throw your opinion out there, though.
Let me first respond to what you're saying about the student athletes that won those games. You know, they won those games. Nobody's asking them to return any hardware. They know that they won those games. They don't have, you know, players don't have individual records. You know, you don't look at a player and say, you know, other than maybe a starting quarterback, and say, well, he was 38-5, you know, in his 4 years at Penn State. You just don't do that. So the wins are really tied mostly to the coach. So I'm okay with it from that aspect. But let me agree with Fred. But let me also say, you know, tell you where I come from on this. I thought that the penalties were harsh, not the fine. I thought that the school should have paid the fine. But for the student athletes, under Bill O'Brien and now James Franklin, who really didn't have to deal with anything because other than scholarship loss, I thought that they shouldn't have been bowl banned for 4 years. I thought that you should have let the football program rebirth themselves, you know, re-identify themselves as not Joe Paterno's program. And I thought that O'Brien did a good job with that, putting names on the back of the jerseys and doing some other things at Penn State that we hadn't seen in the last 35 years. But I am 100% in agreement with you, Fred. I'm glad that they loosened up on the scholarship restrictions. I'm glad that they're giving student athletes the opportunity, because there's a trickle down effect. You know, if Penn State loses scholarships, it's one more player that doesn't get a scholarship to Temple, that kind of thing. But to restore those victories, to completely exonerate Joe Paterno from any wrongdoing, I don't care if it's posthumous, you know, to exonerate him from everything, for turning a blind eye to the egregious things that Jerry Sandusky did, is just disgusting.
Let me interrupt you really quick.
Around on USC too.
Let me interrupt you really quick, because you basically, and I know we have a caller, so caller, we will get to you. If we don't get to you before the break here, just hang tight through the break, because I want to give you due justice and time on the program. So hang tight. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Keep calls coming. Here's my thought, guys. Look, like you just said earlier in your statement, Jeff, those kids know they won those games. Everybody else knows they won those games. So to take those wins away, I'm sorry, fellas, I don't get it. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. Because like you just said, we all know that he won 112 games. All of a sudden, you're taking those away from him? Does that make sense to you guys? Think about it.
100% it does. Since the day that he should have known what Jerry Sandusky was doing, those games should not count. I mean, they took games away from USC. They've taken games away from other schools for things nowhere near as harsh, as horrible as what happened at Penn State. There's no comparison to paying for a parent's house versus what they allowed to happen at Penn State under Joe Paterno. And I don't care, you know, if he says, well, he wasn't the athletic director. He was the boss of that program. He had control of that program. If he didn't like the AD would be fired. It wasn't the other way around. So he was in control of everything that was going on there. He allowed 12-year-old kids to shower with Jerry Sandusky. Yeah, those 112 games should have been taken away, and it should not have been given back. Mark Emmert should lose his job. And I'll be damned if the NCAA should even exist at this point for making a move like they did because of some legal shenanigans from the folks at Penn State and the Paterno family. I'm angry as heck about this. I guess you can tell. And I've been angry about it for 48 hours because I couldn't believe that they would do this. I mean, let me ask you a question. How can they penalize anybody else for anything if they're not going to take these games away from Joe Paterno and Penn State? What else can you possibly do in comparison to what happened at Penn State?
I think that the optimism is that Oliver Luck cleans it up, because I think guys like Emmert and Miles Brand were the old guard, and I think that Oliver Luck is the new guard. And I would expect to see the NCAA turn the corner in the next 5 years, the next 5-10 years.
Look, at the end of the day, this is what I'm saying, fellas. Those games took place. The scores were the scores. It is what it is. I understand your frustration, Fred. I love your compassion, to be honest with you. But to take things away that happened,
they took the Heisman away from Reggie Bush. What did that have to do with his parents being paid for a house?
Hey, great point. Great thought. Maybe it's all ridiculous when you think about it. Maybe all of it is nonsense. How do you take things away that happened? I just don't get it. Anyways, caller, stick close. We'll bring you right up on the other side. 1-800-878-7529. If you want to talk about that debacle there in Penn State, or if you want to talk about big games that are happening today, give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. Again, 1-800-878-7529. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, hanging out with Fred Wallen, as well as Jeff Rich, on a championship Sunday. NFC and AFC games later today. Packers in Seattle for the right to go to the Super Bowl. And the Colts and the Patriots for the right to go to the Super Bowl. Very interesting. Aaron Rodgers, obviously, with that calf, didn't practice yesterday, had a lot of calf treatment, has been getting calf treatment throughout the week, as we all know. Russell Wilson, Seattle Seahawks, starting to play pretty good football, to be honest with you. And they have been for about the last 5 weeks. Is this a rivalry? I don't know. Will it be a rivalry? Could it be a rivalry? You got the Colts and you got the Patriots. You got Tom Brady and Andrew Luck. Something's got to give today, fellas. It really does. And I'm not trying to dismiss the conversation that you had with us, Fred, earlier by any means. Again, we can continue to talk about that 1-800-878-7529. But there are some big games that are happening today and some very interesting matchups, some intriguing stories, if you will. A lot riding on today's games, let's face it. Super Bowl tickets for two teams will be punched today. Will it be the Seahawks? Will it be the Packers? Will it be the Colts? Will it be the Patriots? I guess we'll have to try to figure out why in the next 30 minutes or so, and then in a couple hours from then, we'll watch and see what happens. But very excited for what is to be today. I think the Packers are in a tough spot. I'm not going to joke around, guys. Look, they got a tough one because Aaron Rodgers obviously isn't 100%. They're going to a very difficult place to play. The Seahawks have the 12th man advantage, if you will. Bottom line is something's got to give today in both of these games, Fred and Jeff.
You know, in the game with India and the Patriots, I really think the team – that can run the ball a little bit, at least, will have a major advantage. Last week, the Patriots only ran the ball 7 times. When they played Indy earlier, Jonas Gray gained 201 yards, and he has barely played since. I think the team that gains maybe 100 yards on the ground will have a major advantage, because other than that, it's going to be very cold in New England tonight.
Yeah.
And the passing attacks may or may not work. They're both. I mean, you got the veteran Hall of Famer and the Hall of Famer to be. I mean, there's no question. Andrew Luck and Russell Wilson are going to be the top quarterbacks over the next 10 years, barring injuries. And so it's a Luck against a Brady. So I think the rushing attacks might make a difference. This kid Heron has looked good. If he can gain a few yards against the Patriots, I think Indy's got a shot. If he can't, I don't think they do, and vice versa. The Patriots have to gain a few yards on the ground, too. If it's Blunt, if it's Gray, if it's Vereen, it's got to be somebody. So we'll see how that works out. And the other one, I think your point well taken, Andy. I think your Packers in trouble. If Luck were 100%, I wouldn't be so easy to say that I think Seattle will win by more than 7.5. Because even with the crowd, I think he's such a great quarterback that anything is possible with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he can lead you to a victory, but with his calf injury, not allowing him to practice a couple days this week against that quick defense, that fast defense of Seattle, I do think you're in trouble.
Look, let me hit on a couple things real quickly. I agree with you with the Colts and the Patriots. Whoever can establish a running game is definitely going to be in the driver's seat. No doubt about it. And it gets a little tougher for the Colts because Trent Richardson is out from a family emergency today. So that makes it that much more difficult. Although, let's be honest, he wasn't that great when he was in there. So nope. They're not really going to miss him. But having that threat is very important, and it makes teams not one-dimensional. With that being said, Andrew Luck and Tom Brady can both pick apart defenses. So I think that the passing attacks are going to be just fine, to be honest with you. It's really going to be in that game, to be honest, I think of it like it could come down to the last possession. It really could. Both these games could come down to the last possession. We don't know what's going to happen today. Look, the Packers could go out there and play a phenomenal game. And let me hit on something that you said there. The thing that I do like about what I've seen from the Green Bay Packers is last week when they played Dallas, they made adjustments for the second half of that ball game, and they started to protect Aaron Rodgers a lot better. You know, a lot of people are talking about, oh, it was a terrible call, this and that. Dez caught the ball. Look, the ball hit the ground. It moved. It is what it is. Under the rules of the game, it was not a catch. But so everybody should move on and get past that. And really, to be quite honest with you, think about the job that Aaron Rodgers did. Think about the job that the Green Bay Packers coaching staff did to be able to get him in a position where he could make plays. So to think that they don't have a scheme that's going to make it so that Aaron Rodgers is able to go out there and perform is foolish. I think they'll have a very good job of protecting that pocket, just different than they used to. Look, he's a guy that likes to roll out of the pocket and make pass plays like that, and one of the best at making passes on the run. Well, they're going to have to protect for him inside the pocket. He's not going to be as mobile, and I truly believe that they have schemed things to fit for Aaron Rodgers for this weekend. Again, we'll see how it all plays out. Jeff?
I have to agree with Fred to a certain extent about the running back play, but I think that it's just that. I don't necessarily think that Andrew Luck and Tom Brady need to hand the ball off or pitch it or whatever, but I think that the running backs need to be involved in the game, and I think that that's going to be a major advantage. Whether the, you know, and it could be catching the ball out of the backfield if they run the ball seven. If they have seven running plays, but the running backs get 15 to 25 touches, it's a different ball game. And if your offense enables you to do that, if you could set up the pass of the run, I think you're in pretty good shape. As far as Rodgers is concerned on the other side, I think that he was a different player in the second half, and I'm not sure if they shot him up at halftime. I don't want to accuse anyone of anything, but he was certainly a different player in the second half. I thought he was a little bit more mobile. I said it before the game that he had to be a different type of quarterback. He had to be a pocket quarterback that found the play rather than extending the play, which is, you know, what makes him and Jordy Nelson such a magical tandem. But he has to be healthy enough to be able to have limited mobility. I mean, full mobility would be great, but this is an injury, as Fred said last week, is a five-week recovery time, which would set him up perfectly for the Super Bowl if they could pull it out in Seattle today. But I think that if he can't move outside of the pocket, he has zero chance to beat the Seattle Seahawks trying to throw guys open with the secondary that they have. And with Cam Chancellor, I think that they're going to have to throw the ball a lot because he's such a great run stopper.
Look, let's not forget in week one when the Green Bay Packers went out to play there, a lot of key players were injured in that ball game. Eddie Lacy had a concussion, if you guys remember. He was taken out of the game. Offensive linemen that were on the field for the first time as rookies for the Green Bay Packers. Again, a lot has changed since week one of the season, and Eddie Lacy is going to play a big factor in this game today if the Green Bay Packers have success, at least in my mind. He's going to have to run right up the middle, and if there is a weak spot in that Seahawk defense, it is right up the middle, to be honest with you. Outside, obviously, we know about Sherman. We know about those cornerbacks in general. We know about their linebacking core. They're very solid. Let's not make any mistake about it. But to think that they don't have a game plan to go out there and have a good shot to win, again, I think is foolish. These teams are all very well prepared. I think they're the four best teams in football. I mean, you know, you can make an exception and say Denver had a bad week. But no, you know what? I don't think so. I think Andrew Luck has taken those steps. Again, you have to have failure to have success. He struggled a little bit last year at a certain point. We'll see if he can get over the hump today against New England and Tom Brady. But again, look at it realistically, guys. The Green Bay Packers, the Seattle Seahawks, the Colts, the Patriots, I think everybody very well prepared to play today. And I think we're going to see two very, very good football games. And I wouldn't be surprised if both of them come down to fourth quarter, late possessions, last drives of a game. Again, expect the unexpected. That's all I'm going to say.
Let me ask you guys a question. Why didn't they reverse the game times? Why did they want New England to get the second game when it's, of course, 3 hours east of Seattle from a weather standpoint? I mean, was it CBS's choice or what? I mean, I don't quite understand how that happened, because from a common sense point of view, as far as the field and how it's going to work and how it's going to play, it would be better if Seattle, of course, had the second game and New England had the first game. Maybe you guys can answer that question for me after the break.
Interesting. Again, Fred throwing some interesting takes out there. Interesting on Joe Paterno and the mess there in Penn State. Interesting on how they decide which game to play first. And I'll be honest with you, I agree, man. Maybe you got a good point. Anyways, Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, both in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All righty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Jeff Rich and I both. Phoenix, Arizona, you could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or by Jeff Rich. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Big games we're talking about today. Big, big games. Opportunity to punch your ticket to the Super Bowl. Green Bay Packers, Seattle Seahawks in the first game, and then New England and the Colts in the second game. And Fred posed an interesting question. Why not flip-flop this scenario around? I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't have the answer for you, Fred. I really don't. Jeff, any thoughts as to why they didn't make a little flip-flop? And Fred makes a point about weather, makes a point about time. Your thoughts?
Well, I think CBS wanted a primetime game, and I think that the NFL wanted number 12 versus number 12 in primetime. It's not to take anything away from our defending champions. It's not to take anything away from Aaron Rodgers, but there's a little more sexiness when you put luck on the field, especially given the history with the Colts versus Brady going back to Peyton Manning. And I think that there's just a little bit more sexiness that CBS wants those two in primetime, and so does the NFL. That's the only justification I have for it. Personally, I prefer the old one, the old 12:30, 4:30 start time, so that you can get the so that one game can finish and you can start the other. I don't need these games going until 10:30 Eastern time, especially the East Coast game.
Look, you and I don't have to worry about it, so I don't know what you're upset about, because it's actually perfect for us when you think about it, man. We got a couple hours after the show to kind of, really lock down and look at these games, and then, at 1 o'clock it comes on, which is 1 o'clock for us, and then later on it's 4:30 for us. So I'll be honest with you, it's like, we live in a time zone where I actually like it. I think it's perfect. But I do understand what you're saying for the East Coast people. But nobody's going to bed tonight, guys. Let's be honest. We're all watching football, and we don't care if it were to be going until midnight.
Well, Dorf, I do a post-game show, which will be on at 10:15 Eastern time. So I got to think about my listeners. I got to think about holding on to listeners for my post-game show on morethanafan.net.
Look, the bottom line there is I'm telling you, man, people are watching football today, and they're going to be watching it, like I said. If it were going till midnight tonight, we'd be watching it. So I don't think you got any problems as far as that goes. What you may have a problem with is if the Patriots lose, then you'll have a bunch of unhappy Patriot fans, or, vice versa, however it goes for teams. But I think people are tuned in pretty solid throughout the day today. And again, this is coming to an end, guys. Let's think about it, okay? We never can get enough of what we're seeing. So to think that it's coming to an end is somewhat of a scary thought. We've only got three more football games to be played. We had the national title game, and to me, that's always the start of this thing is coming to an end. Now we got these two big games today, and then all we got is one more huge game, and that's the granddaddy of them all, which is the Super Bowl. So it's come and it's gone, and it's basically like we're going to be talking about next year in about 2 weeks, guys. So I disagree, man. I think you're going to have very good listenership. I think you're going to have a lot of people watching football today.
Oh, and I think the second game will get great ratings, and CBS, of course, knocks out its regular programming and promotes its new shows and whatever. And I agree. I mean, I think CBS had the final say here.
Yeah.
And they chose the second game, and I don't blame them. I mean, it is a little bit tastier if for the majority of people across America. I think that is the case. But again, I mean, you never know about the weather in New England. You know, what if it gets below zero? That's all I'm saying. And maybe that makes it a better game. Maybe the folks listening and watching at home will love watching something like that. I don't know, but it's pretty cold right now, apparently, in New England. Who knows? Snows. I don't know if it's supposed to snow tonight or not, or whatever the case might be. Maybe that makes it more fun. But, I mean, obviously, as you said, everybody will be watching, and Jeff will get his callers on the post-game show. Hey, no question about that. I'm taking Seattle. Folks, you can go to phoenixsports.com for my thoughts, but I'm giving you right now, I'm giving Seattle minus the 7.5, and for the second game, go to phoenixsports.com, and I think it'll be a great Super Bowl in 2 weeks. You guys aren't going to watch the Pro Bowl in between?
Nah. What?
I might actually go to that. You know, but Glendale's right down the road. Tickets should be easy to come by, which really speaks to the caliber of football that you're going to get with the Pro Bowl. That game doesn't sell out as quickly as like an MLB All-Star game or an NBA All-Star game, but it is what it is. It's an exhibition, and I might go to it. I haven't made up my mind, and the game is 7 days away, so we'll see.
Basically, that's flag football for men, guys. Let's be honest, okay? That's what it is. It's flag football or touch football for men, and you're right. It's just guys going out there and having fun and you know, just hanging out with their buddies and whatnot in lieu of what's to come ahead of them, and then they get there a little bit earlier and just hang out. But I don't need to waste my time with the Pro Bowl. I'll definitely be thinking about that Super Bowl 100%. But bottom line is this, man. We got a couple of huge games. There's going to be some interesting things that happen today. I mean, both games, let's face it, turnovers could be a huge role in the game. Special teams could play a huge factor in the games. If you had to dissect the Packers and the Seahawks, well, let's say coaching staffs, Fred, who do you give the advantage to there?
Well, I'm not a big Pete Carroll guy, but he's doing what he has to do with the team that he has. I think we'll know right away. I think we'll know very quickly. We'll test the quickness and the speed of the Seattle defense versus the calf problem with Aaron Rodgers, and we'll know that right away, I think. We'll know
sure.
that within the first, you know, few times that they have the ball. I just think Seattle at home with that crowd being crazy and whatever, and they've got obviously confidence having won the Super Bowl last year. I just think that the Seattle will find a way to win. Mike McCarthy's a fine coach. As you said, in the second half last week against Dallas, they did come up with a way to give Aaron more time to pass, and there's no question about that. If he's 100%, I wouldn't give the 7.5. I still think Seattle would win, but I wouldn't give the 7.5. But he's not 100%, and I just think Seattle's defense is just too good right now to face somebody who's got a bad calf.
On the back of what you're saying, real quickly, it's remarkable what Aaron Rodgers is doing. Jeff, I don't think it was Fred necessarily that said it was 5 weeks. I told you guys last week that I've torn my calf, and it took me 8 weeks to actually recover. So I'll be honest with you. What he is doing, I don't know how he's doing it. It's unbelievable. The guy really should have an S in his chest. He's basically like Superman right now. And to be quite honest with you, some of those passes that he made were remarkable. Guys can't do that when they have two good legs. So what he did on one leg last week was more than impressive. And I personally, look, what I like about Pete Carroll is he gets guys to play for him, obviously, and they play well and they play hard. What I like about Mike McCarthy is, you know what, Mike McCarthy's quiet. Mark McCarthy is your typical blue-collar guy living in Green Bay, to be honest with you. The only difference is he's coaching the Green Bay Packers and he's making a boatload of money. But the truth of the matter is he seems like a normal dude, a great guy, a guy that you could just go sit next to at the bar and say, hey, what's up? How you doing, coach? And he would talk to you. And I don't feel that way about Pete Carroll. I'm not a Pete Carroll guy either. But ultimately, I like his respect that the players have for him. I like Mike McCarthy's way that he handles himself. And in all honesty, for me, it's almost too close to call because both of these guys do such a fantastic job. Jeff, your thoughts about the coaches. Who do you like?
Well, if you're talking about coaching staffs, and you know, it all comes back to the head coach. Mike McCarthy's assembled a great staff. Obviously, Dom Capers has the history of building great defenses. And I wonder if it's the same. You know, I think that Mike McCarthy is the sum of the parts of his entire staff, that he relies on his lieutenants a lot. He relies on the guys on the field. Whereas I think with Pete Carroll, I think that it's a, you know, I don't love the guy, but I have to acknowledge his success the second time around. And obviously what he did at USC was phenomenal. But, you know, I look at a guy like Dan Quinn, who gets mentioned as a head coaching candidate, and I wonder how well he survives without the personnel in Seattle. So, you know, as far as the advantage with the coaching staff, I like the longevity that McCarthy has. I just think that Seattle's a better team right now. I'd go with the Seahawks, but I wouldn't necessarily give more than a touchdown, you know, if I were a betting man in this one. So I like McCarthy a lot. I think that he has a good relationship with his players, but I think that Pete Carroll just seems a lot more natural. And, you know, you don't have to be a fan of the guy to respect, you know, to respect what he's able to do and what he has done in his short time in Seattle.
Hey, on the heels of what you said, a lot of people, including Fred Wallen, did not think the Ohio State Buckeyes had a shot to slow down Oregon and win that football game. You know what? The reason why they play these games is because we have no clue what's going to happen. And I'll be honest with you, there's something special about playing that underdog role, win those games that you're not supposed to win, and prove people wrong in positions that you're not supposed to be in. So I'll be honest with you. The more I think about this game, the more I like it for the Green Bay Packers. Call me stupid, call me crazy, call me a homer. But the bottom line is everybody's counting them out. Everybody thinks that there's no way that Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to go out there and do it again against Seattle. Look, man, I believe in what Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers are doing. And if they don't get it done, hey, then you know what? I can honestly say, you know what? The better team won, and that's great. Seattle has accomplished a ton. Obviously, Russell Wilson is a superstar, a budding superstar in this league. But ultimately, when your back is up against it and the pressure's on you and everybody's expecting you to win, and there's a difference between being confident and being cocky. I think Seattle's cocky, fellas. I think they're the whole way, their demeanor, all of those guys. And to be honest with you, Russell Wilson is not that guy. But everybody else around him seems to be cocky and arrogant about what they do. So I like the humbleness of the Green Bay Packers coming into today. And I hope that bodes well for them, to be honest with you. Quarterbacks, let's go through that real quick. We don't have a lot of time. Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson? And again, obviously, I think we're all going to say Russell Wilson under the circumstances. Jeff, let's have you first.
Yeah, you know, Russell Wilson, he's the guy that's known as overcoming his height, but he has enormous hands. He grips the football well, and he doesn't make mistakes. He's there mentally. He doesn't take as many chances. I think that under the circumstances, it is Wilson, but you know, in a vacuum without injury, it would certainly be Aaron Rodgers, just for all the things that he's able to do, about the same mobility, but just a little bit better finding the deep ball and a little bit better taking those chances and making those tough decisions.
Both these guys don't make mistakes. Fred, who do you like? Again, I think we all are going to agree on this one. Russell Wilson under the situation.
Well, I think the Packers have better receivers, so maybe it sort of balances out from that aspect.
Good point.
Paul Richardson was growing up on the job, and now he's out with an ACL. I think that made a difference. Somebody like Paul Richardson could have made a difference, I think, for Seattle. So we'll just see. I mean, it should be both games should be fantastic, and we're like 2 hours and 10 minutes away, so can hardly wait.
Yeah, Adams emerged last week, helping Aaron Rodgers quite a bit. You know, you got Randall Cobb. You got Jordy Nelson, who was super quiet last week. I got to think that he's going to have some sort of a game. And I don't care if Sherman's guarding him or not, covering him. I don't think it makes a difference. I think you got to go a little bit at Sherman just to have that threat. But one final segment. We'll get some final thoughts. Maybe ask you about John Fox, new Papa Bear there in Chicago, and Rex Loser Ryan, who is a perennial loser to me, gets another head coaching job, and I'm scratching my head. So keep it close. One final segment. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, and Jeff Rich. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey, Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now. Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today. Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on the program, and just a quick little thing for you fellas. Scott, that was solid because Rush happens to be my favorite band growing up as a kid. Love those guys, and good way to go out today, to be honest with you. So, couple minutes left, guys. Final thoughts. John Fox, new Papa Bear in Chicago. Fred, is he the guy? Is he the answer for the Chicago Bears' problems?
No, the answer is to dump Jay Cutler, but I don't know how it's going to work if Cutler's there. I mean, he's not well-liked. John Fox, I think, was let go in Denver because John Elway's got a super ego, and I think that was a mistake by the Denver Broncos. I think Fox can win anywhere, but I do think they've got to dump Jay Cutler. I think he's the problem with the Bears.
Well, but he didn't get it done, Fred. I mean, he lost in Denver with one of the best, if not the best, quarterbacks of all time. Look, I'm not giving it all on him, obviously, but they gave it a couple of years, a few runs, and it just wasn't enough. Again, I think the Bears have so many problems that they got to figure things out quick, fast, and in a hurry because it's unacceptable there in Chicago. Jeff, anything to add about Papa Bear there in Chicago?
No, I think I said my piece earlier. You know, I think you take a guy that's, you know, been moderately successful, pair him with a young GM, and see if you can build the team. I mean, they really have to start from scratch because they don't have a quarterback to move forward. And I couldn't agree with Fred Moore about getting rid of Jay Cutler, and it's going to be addition by subtraction there in Chicago.
We all can agree on that one. Rex Ryan, real quickly, Fred. perennial loser gets another head coaching job.
It never ends, does it?
No. You and I are on the same page on this one. Jeff thinks he's a good coach. I think he's a good defensive guy. That's what I think. At the end of the day, he keeps getting jobs, so somebody has respect for him in the NFL. Guys, have a great Sunday. Watch a lot of football, and we'll be back at it next week talking about who's playing in the Super Bowl. For Fred, for Jeff, for Scott, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorfman saying peace, and let's go Packer Nation. Let's get a victory in Seattle today.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.